said you would hold me down, even when shit gets rough. But when push comes to shove, you drive me in the deep end. All I ever seem to do is gravitate back to you. I try my best to resist ya, but I can't help it. Though I claim I'm so done with you, boy, you got a hold on me. You are my fantasy. It's habitual. It's habitual. It's habitual. You're a bad, bad habit. You're a bad, bad habit. It's habitual. You're a bad, bad habit. You're pulling me back in. Said you want me to yourself. Said there ain't nobody else. But I can't be the only one. When you always up in them clubs, you can call me crazy all you like. I can see right through your lies, and nothing getting past me tonight. I see your bullshit. Wish I could be done with you. How can I get over you if I'm always under you? Though I claim I'm so done with you, boy, you got a hold on me. Cycle of a fantasy. It's habitual, yeah. It's habitual. You're a bad, bad habit. You're a bad, bad habit. It's habitual. You're a bad, bad habit. You're pulling me back in. How could this be so wrong when you make me feel so right? How could I be so blind? Good as you can, baby.
Thorn there, habitual. You are an in-your-face here at 3CR with James, and Thorn joins us on the line. Hey, Thorn.
Hey.
I love that track. I was just watching the video to it earlier today. How sex-positive is that?
I'm glad to hear that. I've got another one that's even sexier.
It's just great, and I love the dances. Tell us about the dances in your video for Habitual and your chemistry with them.
I guess I've got my friend Paris, and he's a really good friend of mine, and he's a professional dancer. And I said, oh, I've got to get you on. I've got a song that's really sexy.
It certainly is. Tell us about the recording process for Habitual.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I've been recording my music for the last couple of years, and it's been going on and off because I keep running out of money. But this one is a very special one to me. I actually wrote it with my ex, and it's about my ex, which I find very funny.
Well, they clearly had a huge impact on you. There was clearly an incredible emotional and physical connection going on. And the song really, you know, captures that. But I think all of your tracks do. They all have that really queer, positive sexual angst to them, but also that real spiritual and emotional connection going on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like you've hit it on the nail. Like, those things are both very important to me, is expressing, like, a queer point of view in my music, and then also all the emotions that comes with just being a human being.
Yeah, absolutely. It must feel great being a queer artist in 2025 and actually being able to do that, that the industry is allowing of queer artists to flourish. I know it's hard. I mean, so many people are, as you say, though, doing it off the smell of an oily rag. Even though we're platformed, we don't get the money, do we?
No, but, you know, that's okay. We just, keep going ahead, because it's not about the money. It's about, you know, art and expressing yourself. And it is a really great time now. There's been a lot of artists, I think, in the last 10, 15 years that really paved the way to allow a lot of us to get out there and create the music that we want to create and express ourselves the way we do.
Look, I'm really surprised that things are tough financially, because your music videos are so professional. But I guess that's also symptomatic of the era where, you know, you can make a great quality video. You don't have to spend a fortune. You just need a good phone.
Oh, you know, I did spend a bit of money on those music videos. That's partly why I'm poor now.
Right.
But, you know, I think they're awesome. They're a great body of work to have.
Yeah, totally, totally. So tell us about your body of work. Like, tell us about the number of singles that you've released and albums and all of that. Like, where have you landed? Where are you at right now?
Well, this year, this Habitual is my second single, and I've got another one, Honey. And then I've got an EP coming out in October as well, which is a 4-track EP.
Wow, that must be really great to have that coming together. I love Honey. We're going to play that in a little while. Tell us about the other tracks on the EP.
Oh, yeah. So there's another one called Honest With Me. So it's literally just about begging for someone to actually be honest with you about where they're at and how they feel about you. And then the other one's Fix, which is like a very like whisper in your ear, pillow talk, like sexy kind of song.
Oh, wow. Okay. So who's that one about?
It was written about someone that I'm no longer dating, but someone that reinvigorated, I guess I would say, the excitement of dating again after a breakup of a 6-year relationship.
Wow. Now, we were talking about the video for Habitual before. Where did you shoot it?
We shot it in Pasco Vale. And it's a little bit of a funny story with that, actually. I wanted to film it at my dad's house, but he felt a little bit uncomfortable with the content of the video.
Really? Why?
He's very supportive of my music, and he's very supportive of me being queer, but I think he gets a little bit uncomfortable when I maybe express it in a very openly and very queer way at times, I think.
So that's the sexuality in your videos, yeah? That's what you're talking about?
Yes, that is what I'm talking about. He kind of struggles, I think, to actually experience it and see it to some degree.
But that doesn't seem to faze you.
Well, what am I going to do? That's, you know, my 63-year-old dad's opinion, not mine.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great reflection on where you're at, that you're able to process it like that as well.
Well, I always kind of say, I'm like, oh, if it's making my dad uncomfortable, I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I could relate to that. Absolutely. Now, you were overseas recently. Was that a holiday or was that for music? Like, what was that about?
Oh, it was for a holiday. I was meeting my boyfriend's family and friends for the first time, which was very cute.
Oh, how wonderful. Tell us more about that. Where did you go, first of all?
Oh, I went to Canada.
Wow. Okay. So is it a long-distance relationship?
No, he lives with me in Australia, but he's just from Canada. So.
Wow. And whereabouts in Canada did you go?
We went to Vancouver, we went to Terrace, to Telqua, and to Prince Rupert.
Fantastic. So how did that compare in Vancouver to Nam in terms of queer life?
Oh, I feel like Vancouver is like a smaller, like, mini Melbourne. But you know what? They have more places to go out, which I'm a bit jealous of.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, a lot of the venues in Melbourne have closed. I mean, the Golden 50 metres on Commercial Road is no longer golden.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there was a few more places to pop out and go check out in Vancouver, but they were also a bit smaller than Melbourne venues. So.
Now, I've got to ask, what are you writing at the moment?
You know what? I haven't written in a while. I've been putting all my EP out, so I feel like I've been missing that. But I do have a whole bunch of songs written that haven't been recorded yet.
Fantastic. Now, you're originally from Barbados. Tell us about the journey that brought you to Australia.
Well, you know what? I was born there, but I actually lived in Guyana till I was six. I was just born in Barbados because my parents would have got a better medical experience there than in Guyana. And my mother's Guyanese and my dad's Australian. And we came over here in 2000 because of my sister, who is autistic, and we wanted to give her a better quality of life by coming over here where there was more opportunity and more intervention and things to help her.
Oh, that's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And how's she doing now?
She's doing all right. She lives in assisted care, which is, you know, the most important thing is that she gets looked after.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have your track, Honey. Speaking of sex positivity, that is really sex positive. Tell us a bit about the video for Honey.
Oh, well, that one also made my dad very uncomfortable. I absolutely love that track. I feel like, you know, there's a pretty thinly veiled analogy there, but for everyone listening, you should just go and have a look at it because I get to be topless for a bit, which is nice.
Fantastic. Now, I've got to ask you, I mean, you're called the Prince of R&B. You're Melbourne's Prince of R&B. How does that title sit with you?
Well, it's pretty good because I gave it to myself.
At least you're honest. That's great. But it's true, isn't it? I mean, you've got such a great R&B sound. Was that something that came naturally?
Oh, you know, I just love R&B. That's just, you know, I mean, you probably heard it with Habitual, but I'm really highly influenced by, like, late 90s, early 2000s kind of R&B, all the stuff that I heard growing up as a kid. And so that's just, like, what I love singing because it just makes me happy.
Fantastic. Well, Thorn, it has been wonderful chatting with you. I love Habitual. I love your track, Honey. We're going to play it now. Thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great.
You're sweet dripping down from the honey pie. Don't be afraid just to give it up. Just spread over me your golden love. Who's at the sides and fill me up? You're sweet dripping down from the honey pie. Don't be afraid just to give it up. Just spread over me your golden love. Who's at the sides and fill me up?
Hey, boy. You remind me of a time when we were just two bees buzzing round life's tree, carefree, tasty. Share with me, don't be greedy, better give me your honey. Hey boy, find myself thinking about your love. I know what the man is good enough. Has the touch, can't give it up. Sweet fantasy, boy, I'm craving your honey. You're sweet dripping down from the honey pie. Don't be afraid just to give it up. Just spread over me your golden love. Ooze out the sides and fill me up. You're sweet dripping down from the honey pie. Don't be afraid just to give it up. Just spread over me your golden love. Ooze out the sides and fill me up. Hey, hey, boy. I'm not a one to leave a man thirsty. Can't you see I got that tea? I'll share with you, won't be greedy. Boy, come get this honey. You're sweet dripping down from the honey pie. Don't be afraid just to give it up. Just spread over me your golden love. Moves out the sides and fill me up. You're sweet dripping down from the honey pie. Don't be afraid just to give it up. Just spread over me your golden love. And I'm obsessed with your taste. Shivers down my spine. Can't erase you from my mind.
Can't erase you from my mind.
Sugar sweet addiction. Loving your temptation. Feed your queen, you know you should. Liquid gold, you got that good.
You're sweet dripping down from the honey pot.
be afraid just to give it up. Just spread over me your golden love. Ooze out the sides and fill me up. Your sweet dripping down from the honey pie. Don't be afraid just to give it up. Just spread over me your golden love. Ooze out the sides and fill me up. Your sweet dripping down from the honey pie. Don't be afraid just to give it up. Just spread over me your golden love. Ooze out the sides and fill me up.
Thorn there with Honey. You are in your face here at 3CR with James.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.